powerful gospel and scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Mula sa mga tauhan ng Diyos, ihahandog sa inyo ang palatuntunan, gilintuan gabay. Mayroong kasabihan, may daan na tila matuwid sa isang tao, ngunit ang dulo niyaon ay mga daan ng kamatayan o kapahamakan. Mula sa Proverbio o Kawikaan, Kabanatang 14 at sa Talatang 12. Kaya, kailangan natin ang gilintuan gabay.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunan, Gilintuang Gabay, sa English, Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na Cebuano, Bulawanong Giya. Salamat sa umagang ito, mga kaibigan. Salamat, pinag-ingatan tayo sa ating butihing Panginoong Diyos. Hindi lang tayo dito sa New Zealand, pati ang ating mga mahal sa buhay. No? Sa umagang ito, binabati ko ang lahat ng nagdiwang sa kanilang karawan. No? Mapaglingkuran ko kayo kahit man lang sa pagtugtog ng awit. No? Later we can hear the message from one of our speakers here in our program. She is Sister Charmaine. She is now in Australia, and we can hear her message later. So before anything else, let me magdasal muna tayo sa maikling dalangin, mga kaibigan. Panginoong Diyos, salamat sa umagang ito. Salamat naman na sa iyong tulong sa buong mundo, sa lahat mong tauhan. Salamat, nagdasal kayo sa iyo, nagsambark sa iyo sa Espiritu Kamatuura, sa katotohanan. Amahan, Ama, wala po kaming magagawa kung wala iyong tulong. Salamat sa umagang ito. Pagpalain mo kaming lahat, yung tauhan sa buong mundo, magsambas sa iyo sa Espiritu at katotohanan. Wala po kaming magagawa, Ama. Alam namin ang aming kakayahan. Wala kaming magagawa kung wala iyong tulong. Pakitulong, Ama. Kailangan namin ang iyong tulong. Ito aking dalangin sa pangalan ng iyong bugtong nanak na aming tagapagligtas, aming Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen. Kaugalian naman natin, mga kaibigan, to ipatugtog na naman natin ang ating pang-birthday song, no? Sa lahat ng nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Ganon pa rin, happy birthday mahal kay Ma'am Gloria Belen. Ito na, mga kaibigan. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan, at isunod natin ang ating gospel song, no? Ang ating gospel song, awit kay Ma'am, Ma'am Ivy Tornesquist, mga kaibigan, at ang title, This Life. Maganda to pakinggan, mga kaibigan. Pakinggan muna natin sandali. Ito na. Salamat na pakinggan natin ang ating gospel song at isingit ko sandali, mga kaibigan, ang MPI advertisement. Baka merong mga kapwa Pilipino maligaw sa lugar na mga restricted areas sa karagatan dito sa New Zealand. Kailangan mapakinggan natin upang malaman sa ating mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na, MPI, mga kaibigan, advertisement. Ito.
Mga kababayan, namamasyal ka ba sa Harauki Golf? Alam nyo bang illegal na ngayon ang pagkuha ng mga kabibi, damong dagat at iba pang lamang dagat ng lawa sa bato mula sa Omaha Bay, Kawau Bay at Whangaparua Peninsula? Kabilang dito ang mga espunghang dagat, isdang bituin, tumbong dagat, alimango at balatan. Ang mga taong susuway sa panuntunan ay maaaring magbayad ng multa. Alamin ang higit pa, kabilang ang mga mapa ng lugar ng pagsasara. Ito, www.fisheries.gov.nz/Hauraki-closures. Ang patalastas na ito ay mula sa Ministry for Primary Industries. Maraming salamat po sa inyong pakikinig.
Salamat, Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Ibigay natin sa ating speaker, no? I give the time to our messenger this morning, Sister Charmaine in Australia. Good morning, Sister Charmaine. Hello. Do you hear me, Sister Charmaine? Okay, thank you very much. Good morning to you and to your loved ones out there in Australia. And you can start, Sister Charmaine.
Das Crucius, ang patalastas.
Hello?
There we go.
Okay, sorry, I forgot to press the on air. Okay, Sister Charmaine, thank you very much. Sorry.
No problem. Thank you, Brother Lynn.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good morning, everyone. Today we're going to look at the Tower of Babel, and the topic we're talking about is the human pride versus God's sovereign purpose. But before we go into it, I want us to read from Genesis 11, verses 1 to 9. It says, "Now the whole world had one language and one common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, 'Come, let's make bread and bake them thoroughly.' They used brick and instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then they said, 'Come, let us build for ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heaven so that they make a name for themselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower and people, what the people were building. They said, 'The Lord said, if as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other.' Okay. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it's called Babel, because the Lord confused the language for the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth." Before I continue, I would just like to pray. Father God, thank you for this opportunity that we can glorify you and learn from you again. Lord, let your word speak to us today so that we can learn what you want to say to us. Lord, pray that you'll make us quiet, open our ears, and just open my mouth so clearly as you speaking through me, Lord Jesus. Lord, we give you all honor and all glory. And we pray this in your beautiful, holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Around a century after the flood of Noah, Now as descendants that multiply greatly. After the flood, God instructed or blessed Noah and his sons to say to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. That was in Genesis 9:1. Noah's descendants became fruitful and multiplied. But instead of filling the earth, they settled together on the plain of Shinar, known as Babylon, where they began to build a city and a tower. In verse 1, we read the world had one language and a common speech. Since there was only one language, it was easy to communicate with one another because everyone understood each other. This would have promoted and would have worked that there is so much more unity as they love each other and help one another because they understood each other. And since they shared one language, the common speech that they shared means that they had the same culture and the same understanding. God wanted Noah's descendants to spread over the earth and to worship God. Instead, pride entered their hearts, which caused them to commit four sins against God. The first sin was to reject God's command to scatter the earth. Excuse me. Instead, they decided to go against God's will as they built their own city. Excuse me. And tower where they would settle together in one body in Babylon. They agreed and encouraged each other to make bricks and build a city. Their goal was to reach heaven. The second sin, as they pursued, they wanted independence. We see this in how they said, let us build, let us do this, let us make. Not once did they ask God what he wanted. They literally pushed God away. And today we see this as well. And we actually use the term individualism to describe it all about me, my achievement, what I do instead of God, rather than asking God or if God any glory. The third thing is that I wanted to make a name for himself. Instead of trusting God to make him great, they believed they could do it themselves. The fourth thing is that they wanted to glorify themselves rather than God. They trusted in their own achievement as they tried to enter heaven on their own terms rather than through God. These people wanted to make a name for themselves through adulterous ambition rather than to be scattered on earth. God came down to see the city and the tower which the people were building. We read that the Lord came down to see the city. For the people, the tower was enormous. But from God's perspective, it was tiny, as he had to come down to inspect it, which emphasizes God's greatness in comparison with human pride. In verse 7, God said, let us go down and confuse their language. I want you to notice that this plural use of the word us is another hint referring to the Trinity of God. God didn't just speak to angels or to himself, I am going down. He said, us, let us go down. God speaks to himself, the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Furthermore, God saw their wickedness. And if he didn't intervene to stop it, mankind would continue to flourish in their own wickedness, right? And sin away from God. Instead of killing or deserting the people because of his sin, God, being merciful and patient, said, let us go down and confuse their language, so they won't understand each other. by doing this, God destroyed their unity by one part, because if they couldn't understand one another, it becomes difficult to help each other. God created mankind, and it's also God who taught mankind to speak, putting words in our mouth so that we can share ideas formed in our minds. When God confused their language, it proved once again that God's authority and power, the authority and power God has upon our minds and our tongues. In one instance, these builders could not understand each other. The next moment, they couldn't. This is a revival God to form a language, because now they spoke and understood a new language that only one tribe or one family could understand, and no one else. The descendants of Noah were divided by their own tongue and scattered all over the world according to God's plan. They scattered in groups that spoke the same language. After the Tower of Babel, God did not abandon his people. We read this immediately in Genesis 12.
Amen.
God tells us that he renewed his relationship with mankind in Abraham and his descendants when God said to Abraham, "All peoples will be blessed through you." Genesis 12:3. Contrast with the people at Babel, Abram was righteous because he believed the Lord and lived by faith, rather than pride in his own accomplishment. It was God who made Abram's name great, not himself.
Amen.
Whereas the people of Babel wanted to make their own name great rather than allowing God to do so. The scattering of people according to their languages points forward to the gift of tongues bestowed on the apostles in Acts 2. After Jesus' ascension, he told his disciples to stay in Jerusalem until they received God's gift. This happened during the Pentecost, also called the Feast of Harvest or Day of the First Fruit, when Jews came to offer all their first fruit and to thank God for their harvest. During this time, God-fearing Jews from every nation on the earth gathered in Jerusalem. So all the Jews were there. On the day of Pentecost, they gathered together, as we read, when suddenly it sounded like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled to the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. That's in Acts 2, verses 2 to 4. In contrast, at Babel, languages was used to confuse and disperse people, whereas in Jerusalem, on the day of Pentecost, the disciples spoke in other tongues or languages, enabling by the Holy Spirit, so that Jews and converts from many nations heard the gospel in their own language. And that day, about 3,000 people believed and were added to the church.
Amen.
The gospel began spreading to every nation, fulfilling Jesus' command in Acts 1:8. That God did not erase the diversity of languages. Instead, he used them to proclaim the gospel, which crossed every language and culture barrier through the Holy Spirit. But sin divided because of pride, God reconciled in Christ Jesus by bringing people from every nation into one body, while still preserving the richness of their languages and cultures. as people exalted Jesus rather than themselves. And the question is, how is this passage relevant to us today? Firstly, the first question we need to ask is, whose name am I building? Every day we're busy building something, from career, reputation, family, or ministry. None of them is wrong, but the question you need to ask yourself is, for whom am I doing it? For myself or for God's glory? Am I helping to build God's kingdom, or is it all about myself? Do I give glory to God and honor to God, or do I exalt myself? As Paul wrote in Galatians 6:4, each one should test their own actions. The point is that our both motivations, is it worldly or is it heavenly? Secondly, we celebrate diversity of God's family. Instead of avoiding or fearing culture differences in how we worship, we embrace one another and learn from one another as we praise Jesus, our God, together. It's a glimpse of Revelation 7 where every tribe and language worship Jesus together. I mean, we are obedient rather than ambition. The people of Babel were incredibly successful. They were united. They were organized, innovative, and hardworking. Their problem was that their success was not what God wanted for them. As they worked and built without once inquiring if they were acting according to God's will. They knew God's will, but they decided to go against it and focus on their own ambition, living away from God. I used to have a neighbor who told us that his business did so well because he did it on his own accomplishment. And he said he never needed Jesus' help to succeed it the way he succeeded. And the sad part is, he was so ambitious that he never realized how far he was away from God. And still to this day, he never said anything about it or thanked God for helping him.
Amen.
And then the fourth one is, we trust God even when he redirects our plans. Sometimes, God closes doors. As in our case, he moves us to a different country again. Most of the time, we don't understand why.